But before we do this, I'm gonna can I get a motion for the minutes? To accept the minutes?
Second.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. You got guest presentation, Tim.
Did a man. Finance in the industry look very good. I think we're going to end up with a pretty good year this year. Better than we expected. Obviously, we're trying to revenue. We still have 14 rounds that signed on, 5 that have not. Although we do receive a letter from Marlboro saying that they may want to consider to get in. So I'm not sure where Marlboro is, but it looks like definitely, as long as it's out, I think a phone call to Merrimack Noble, just letting them know what's going on. If you want to meet them next week, so we're going to sit down and meet about City of Kingston. They already have their own truck, so that doesn't work. And their own equipment, so they might use us again.
Which is okay.
And they want to kind of talk about it, so I don't meet with them next week. So I want to make sure he was aware of it before I didn't want to hit him with City of Kingston office and pull their equipment out. And as far as the climate, 4 years that we submitted it, so they've had it for 4 years now. He can run it through the DEC, and there's 4 years under review. So we still have 4 years of the senior plan.
And for the 30 seconds, Mr. Chair, the Solid Waste Improvement Commission actually has sent letters repeatedly over the course of our tenure to go and urge DEC to provide the DEC with their comments. And in fact, actually had members of DEC actually come to our commission, and we told them to their faces to please give us their comments. And it's now, again, 4 years after it was submitted in a theoretical 10-year plan. So,
if I recall, they were supposed to have conversations in July.
I wasn't getting into that part, but they promised us like July 29th, and it's now December 9th.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The state making promises and not keeping them, perish the thought.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Thanks, Ben.
Hello, Jason. Have a nice holiday.
Yeah, happy holidays. We'll see you in January.
Yeah, see you in January.
Two board members that are out this year.
Yeah, we know.
We know.
Okay.
Motion, or, resolution, 457.
I'll move it.
Second? For discussion? Want to second it?
I'll second it, sorry.
That's right. Okay, discussion?
I think that we got comments, tonight. I think that, I'm not in favor of moving forward with it now. I've never thought if we can avoid it, if there's not a specific time restriction that forces us to do something where we have the public hearing and then vote on the resolution or the local law the next week, I think that we shouldn't do that. There's ample time to do this next year. There's been a number of us who have withdrawn local laws because the only way to pass them was to do something along these lines. And I just think I've always thought it's bad public policy to receive the comments and then vote on it a week later. So I'll be a no.
Mary? I need to know where you're going with this, because this is going to determine where we are with this tonight.
I call the question.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
So we'll move forward with it next week. It'll go to the floor.
Okay.
Special 471, confirming reappointment of member to the Fish and Wildlife Board. What's that?
Nothing, we're just, I'm sorry, we're talking about community college.
I see, Mr. Chairman, please.
Chairman, unless there's any opposition, I would like to block 471, 72, 81, 85 together.
Well, I have a question already.
Okay.
But I'll do the other three.
Okay, the other three?
And the other three is fine. Go over.
Yeah.
Can I block
them together? I'd like to get it.
One second. I'll get it right at the end.
Okay.
I get it. Well, you can see that there's another grade from who's being appointed to the youth board. So you can look for the
first. For the vote.
I understand.
You want to vote on individually? Or, you know, just the one vote? One vote?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now, I just wanted to touch base on 485, urging the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to assume lead agency status for the state environmental quality review process. I'm in favor of that, but I just wanted you to know, I don't know where I'll be next month in regard to committees and all that, because we all know this is the last meeting. But I want us to take into consideration that I have an issue with having the rail transporting oil and a pipeline. And that may, because now all of a sudden you're doubling the risk. And it goes right through the heart of the city of Kingston, the rail.
And it's not lowering. One is not lowering.
No, it's increasing the risk. It's just doubling the amount of oil. And it's also going to increase the risk of something going wrong. So I'm going to be bringing forth. Here's what we're going to do. Let's take the vote on this, and then we'll discuss that, all right? Right. But we'll get to that. But right now, since this, we're talking about lead agency, let's take a vote on this. 485, and then I want to touch base. Yes.
I will be supporting this resolution because I don't think that the
two-way should be.
I don't think that the two-way authority who has a vested interest in this thing being built, a financial interest in this thing being built, and a $5 billion bridge they still don't know how they're going to pay for, being the lead agency on an environmental review. I've always believed that the DEC, which does environmental reviews for a living, or, you know, for, you know,
I can
for
tell you this much
job,
right now, but yeah. I made some phone calls up there, and I mean, the governor still hasn't done anything. So I don't know if he's going to what the story is with it right now. Seems to know what's going on. Nobody said anything has moved one way or the other. Okay, but I'll talk. Let me do the vote.
I need a motion.
Give me the motion.
I'll move it.
You move it. Can you second
it? Yeah.
Oh, Mary, you second it?
Yep.
All right, Mary, second it.
I want to
vote. The recorder show was good.
Okay, vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, now, let's just quickly, I want to get back to the idea of the solar pipeline, though, real quick, and then we're going to...
Mr. Chairman, do we have one for the...
What are you missing?
The, microbeads.
You should
have
it. I
printed
them.
If not, I will make sure you get one. This lady. What happened is you put the wrong header.
Gentlemen, this is a serious matter, because next year, whoever is chairing this committee will be talking about the Pilgrim Pipeline, and I know we're focused on just one. We're focused on the pipeline. We do not want the pipeline. I don't want the pipeline, but I also don't like the idea of it coming right through the center of Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is going to increase the risk even more. Mm-hmm. So at some point, I'm going to be bringing forth a resolution that says they can't do both, and I want it sent to Schumer.
Okay. Either, you mean?
No, they can't do both.
Okay, one or the other.
If you're going to do, well, I know you don't want, if they do it at all, you can't do, you know, all you're doing is doubling the risk.
Yep.
There's no benefit to the taxpayers. And I think it's it would be ludicrous to turn around and approve both. Because now the only one that benefits is your
office.
So next month I want to bring back a, I want to send a resolution to the environment. But I just want to let you all know what I'm doing.
I mean, we support that.
I mean, Pete, I can tell you that, that might be one thing on the whole pipeline or rail or train or bus or however everyone, transports oil that I might be able to finally get on board with and vote for once, and the environmental community lets out a big sigh. But my concern is that most of the people who come and speak to us on these issues don't want it transported in any way. So I'm fine with picking an either or picking the safest or picking the least environmentally sensitive.
What I'm saying is
the most sensitive to the environment would be.
I get it. And here's what you're going to have, because I've already had this discussion. The pipeline, people with wells get worried because if something happens to the pipeline.
I understand.
But you have to look at how it's going to be constructed and all the safety issues and all that. That affects them personally. On the other hand, the rail, because I'm not giving you an example, goes through the city of Kingston about 15 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
That means 15 times a day there are people that are living on both sides of the rail are at risk if something were to happen. I absolutely don't want both. I don't want either, but the reality is we're probably going to get saddled with one or the other. And if we are, I would rather side with safety. So, I just wanted to let you know.
You don't want them to do both.
Trucking is more dangerous because it's more likely to happen an accident than I drive up and down the Chua every day, and I've seen a number of tractor trailers having accidents. And when they have an accident, there's a...
The volume
would be larger.
On a truck?
On a truck, because you're going to have more trucks.
No, the
you mean volume per truck?
And my focus isn't only on that, but also on the cost associated with it. And shipping things by truck in small batches is exponentially more expensive than any of the other options.
To the company who's doing it.
And the final users of said products. And also, emits more fossil fuels into the air in the form of diesel emissions.
When that happens, we probably won't be...
When that happens, we'll be riding our hoverboards and...
I was going to say, would you support teleportation technology?
Yeah, but
you move the oil. Okay.
I was figuring that the folks who come to us with all these opposition resolutions for working on their butterfly kisses and rainbows and unicorns to transport this stuff.
Oh, come on.
Just keep in mind that oil gets transported down, there'll be another pipe transporting it back.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just make one more comment before we adjourn.
Yes.
I want to applaud you on your leadership of this committee over the last 2 years. I've enjoyed serving on this environmental committee more than any other environmental committee I've ever served on. I've served on three sets of them. So, and that's honestly no blowing smoke or nothing. But,
Mr. Chair, never allow the deputy chair to suck up to you.
I thank you, Chair. Swear to God, I'm not looking for the community.
Mr. Chair, I don't think we'll go into my affections for you, so okay.
I do offer a motion to adjourn.
Second. So we'll thank you all for serving. I know there were times when I was a pain in the butt, but...
Okay. Not any more than me, so we're even.
That's my nature. I'm Irish.
Later.